the 22nd of February 2023. My name is Franklin and this is Oppressed Dynasty Entertainment Show episode number 12. Let's get to it with today's topic. How to become a Sigma Alpha male. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. In simpler terms, men that are classified as the category of Sigma. The Sigma category exists outside of the binary alpha-beta classification. When we talk about men's psychology, we typically categorize men as either alpha or beta men. In fact, most people may not even know what this term actually means, as the mainstream of psychology has been categorizing men as alpha or beta for so long. Sigmas and alphas are about equal, but there are a fair amount of differences that separate the two. While alphas are generally loud and dominating, deliberately drawing the attention of all, sigmas are quieter and mysterious. Sigmas know what they like and do not like, so they choose to stay within environments that feel comfortable. Sigmas are most likely to fall in line with the lifestyles they truly enjoy, unencumbered by social expectations. They may prefer to remain quiet on their own turf, drawing others' interests without ever trying. They do not fit into traditional lines of social domination, making them stand out in a crowd. Sigma men are secure within themselves. They know what they want, and do not worry about how others perceive them, as they have purposefully disconnected from the traditional hierarchies of social dominance. Most Sigma men are able to see flaws in the social systems, and they are not always sure why we should look up to them, which is why they are most likely to use their power to undermine the status quo. Most Sigma males are usually introspective and intelligent enough to see that some parts of a system simply make no sense, so they do not ask for the real respect society tends to pay to them. This is because Sigma males, above all, are unconcerned with the little, meaningless things that might no longer be relevant a day from now, but they are also aware of the value of protecting your energy, and few things are more important to a Sigma man than your own energy. The main difference between a Sigma and an Alpha is that the Sigma is never looking to others for validation. An overly eagerness to compete with others, which is seen often in Alpha men, is a sign of lack of self-confidence. Sigma males. Alpha males who are not a part of a hierarchy leading the social hierarchy tend to be loners tending to lead a pack, do not want to appease alphas, and are unconcerned by people's perceptions of them. Sigmas are often turned off by the alphas' overbearing ways, but they are not quite so easy to conform as beta types. Alpha males possess a more aggressive style of dominance, though this trait does promote their greater leadership qualities. Gamma males are seen as being very intelligent and driven, but they often have to work much harder than sigmas and alphas to reach similar levels of success. Sigma males have many traits in common with alphas, although their tendency to step outside of traditional lines of social dominance hierarchies sets them apart and makes them unique. Even when the sigma male is liked and respected well by other members of his corresponding social dominance hierarchy, he will naturally shy away from being involved in ways that will make it difficult for him to disengage. Unlike the king, the sigma male has little interest in competing within a sociosexual hierarchy in order to ascend to the top of a social order. This is because sigma is considered the equal of alpha, except he is a reclusive, secretive version. Although the sigma exists outside the social hierarchy, he is equivalent to an alpha male for social ranking and attraction to women. The delta male might have been part of this structure, or is still, but is unhappy with the experiences he has had throughout life. You might have even seen him around with the pack, but he is one who frequently looks sulky and contented with his lot. The male sigma has found his way out of the alpha-beta cycle, and has achieved a level of personal freedom that allows him to do what he wants with his life. He is neither master nor slave. He moves among various social circles and domination hierarchies, never becoming completely invested in any. Unlike ordinary humans, they are free from the burdens of making others happy, satisfying society, and following the rules of society. If you are looking for someone who hates labels, does not want to conform to rigid societal structures, then you might want to take a look at the Sigma. If that sounds like something you would like to accomplish, then you are going to have to learn to be a male Sigma, acting and thinking like one. You might lose some people in your social circles when you adopt this attitude, but being a real Sigma man, You have no trouble walking this road on your own, or being content without friends. Spending time alone, away from the noise and opinions of the world, will allow you to focus on building a successful personal and professional life in the Sigma male's way. Whether you are a Sigma male or an Alpha male, always aim to be a better version of yourself and believe in your journey. This was How to Become a Sigma Alpha Male, by Oppressed Dynasty Entertainment Show, and this was episode number 12. My name is Franklin Stewart, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.